What up, though, everybody, and welcome to the Pop Culture 223 Podcast, your go-to podcast for entertainment, firearms, training, and education. Let's dive into the latest trends, explore firearm topics, and gain valuable training insight. Join us for a dynamic blend of entertainment and expertise. Let's get it popping. What up, though, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Pop Culture 223 Podcast. We got Bear in the studio. Got another homie. He's not really a guest. He's a part of the crew. Mr. Buff Shooter himself. Buff Shooter. Say what up, though.
What up, though?
Hopefully, if y'all... Randy Watson. If y'all watched the episodes in the past, he was Sinister 556, but...
Today
he's Buff Shooter. He went on a journey of working out real nice like. So, hey, Mr. Buff Shooter.
Action Jackson over here.
Tell us where you got that cool shirt from. Whose shirt is that?
It might be yours. it might be yours.
That's a Mr. Heavy Metal Lifestyle shirt. That's the Heavy Metal Lifestyle shirt. Mm-hmm. One of the original OG shirts. You can get them at heavymetallife.com and all that good stuff. So go check it out. Get some swag. Maybe you look like him in it. or maybe not. Whatever. Hey, but the guest today, his background is civilian operator. You know what I'm saying? Civilian operator. Yeah. Hey, man, you know, that's my man. We shoot together. We train together. You try to get me in the gym a little bit. He more in the gym than me. How many times a day you work out, man?
I go once a day, but
during the week.
I try to go 5 to 6.
Looks, man. He always sending me stuff on Instagram, like, do this, do that. And then he sending me stuff like, you know, for the weak people that don't like to work out, those little beans. And it's crazy because he sent me the ones that directly... Like when you go to church, when the pastor be talking to you, think he talking to you? He sent me those.
The ones that be definitely talking to you?
Definitely be talking to me. Definitely be talking to me. But, you know.
You ever did 2 days?
No.
Dog.
Too old for that.
Shit, he eat 4 times a day. That's almost
I'm talking about even like when he was younger.
No.
Dog.
Too lazy for that.
Well, see, I did 2 days. You did 2 days maybe because football. But yeah,
I'm talking about gym. I'm talking about gymming.
Nah, just not regular.
You know what? I'll say this. When, you know, back when we were on, like, summer league teams and all that, I'd be on, like, 2 different teams. Mm. So we'd do, like, practice in the morning, again, or practice again, and then a game at night. So, yeah.
I guess that's a 2 a day.
I remember when I was probably 21, 22, when I first started really getting into, like, lifting and shit, I work out. I was working at Ford. This is how much of a crackhead I was for this shit. I would go to the gym because we had a gym on the facility. It was brand new. I'd go to the gym, work out for an hour, go to work. Now, my partner across the line from me, he the one that got me into it. He used to work out with, like, natural bodybuilders and all. Yeah. He was big Suge Knight-looking dude. It was funny. He actually looked like Dub C, but was built like right. Anyway, he would have me. We would have, like, dip and push-up contests on the line in between cars and stuff. So I'm probably doing, like, 100 dips and, like, 50 or 60 push-ups, you know, the whole day.
What year was this?
This is, God, like, 01, 02. Like I said, I was probably, like, 21, 22 back
so,
then.
So, look, if you had an F-150 around that time or whatever, did you work at?
No,
turn that
was,
shit in.
It was a Mustang, dog,
yeah.
So you good.
Yeah, if you had a Mustang around that time and some bolts, the doors wasn't locking great. This is better than them. They were doing push-ups on the line.
I was G at my job. But, man, then after that, we get up at 3:30 in the morning, dog. I go to the powerhouse downtown and still here for another hour and a half. And I'll be in that way working. Now, I will say, though, when you were gym rep, now, back then, though, that's when I was taking, like, the real creatine, some norandrosterone, you know, all the stuff, did a lot of stuff you can't take, protein, this, that, and the third, man. I was eating, you talking about all protein? That, man, if it wasn't just protein, though, I wasn't consuming it outside of water.
I understand it.
I gained, like, 2 inches of muscle mass everywhere in, like, 6 months, and I was hitting them, but, you know. That was a lot. Looking back, yeah, that was a lot.
Hey, so check this out. Today's podcast is brought to you by FLP, Firearms Legal Protection. If you protect yourself, they will protect you. So check them out, look them up, especially with this day and age, all this different stuff going on. Yes, please get that. I had a partner call me, man. He had to defend himself from an attacking dog. They tried to attack him and his daughter when they were getting out the car. And he, you know, he gave the dog the signals, like, you know, back up, try to bark at it. But the dog kept approaching and kept, you know, approaching it real, real aggressive. Like, so he had to pull out and let the dog have one. And then he called me with like a nervousness on his voice. I'm saying, man, what you about to tell me? Like, where is this conversation about to go,
don't
bro?
Don't have me showing up right. As a witness for the other side.
Right, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening for that click or tone on the phone. Like, are they listening? But he had called me, and I was just like, man, just make sure you describe the situation as such. And then, you know, we kind of talked about it. I was like, nah, man, you know, you protect yourself. But he kind of waited before he kind of told the the police. But they were just like, man, when something like that happened, just come let us know ahead of time. But you know how that go. But what happened was, somebody was dog sitting. He said it looked like a pit bull. So somebody was dog sitting in their complex, and they let the dog out to go pee or whatever, and the dog came around.
Paying attention, it came up, damn.
Right, so the dog did get hit. The dog did get hit. He did hit the dog. He struck the dog. So how you come home, like, hey, where's Roe at? Sit down for a second. Let me talk to you about this situation that happened.
So the dog got loose, and then this other dude, he got loose.
Right. So, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, if you happen to protect yourself, they will protect you. So please go check them out. Like I said, in the description, we got a little promo code. You get a little discount. They are definitely affiliates of the Pop Culture 2-3 podcast.
So, yes, sir.
So please go check them out. Also, if you like what we're doing, please hit that subscribe button. And like button, all that good stuff. Share it, put it out there so we can get this thing really, really going.
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, I was talking to Bear off the show, well, on the show. Some of the topics we're going to talk about, man. We did the whole...
Real quick, before you dive deep into that, you want to talk about that last video you sent me to? Because I only watched it a little bit.
We get into it. All right. Well, you the instructor of the show, so we're going to talk about my sticks and kicks.
I'm the instructor, so like you ain't no.
Come on, dog. We're gonna talk about is Holosun American enough, and do you trust gun reviews? And we're gonna talk about my experience about doing the Erica's Big Day workshop on the 15th, last Friday.
Yes, sir.
So which one you want to jump into first? Buff Shooter, you got your pick.
The floor is yours.
You got a topic?
I got a topic. Family members and friends.
Go ahead. What's the topic? I mean, okay. What you thinking?
They don't. For some reason, like, I got brothers, friends. I'm the last person who they ask about firearm related.
So like basically, he's saying is he's very well educated in the world of firearms, training and guns, but yet
more than them,
more than most of my family members also, but yet. We the last one to get a call if someone's supposed to be training or purchased.
I'm talking about holsters. It don't matter. Whatever it is. If they go buy a gun, I'll find out 2 months later.
Like, yeah, I went and picked this up, dog. What you think?
But then if we talk to and then we'll be on the phone talking about it. He's like, he'll call me on the thread. Kev, listen to this shit. Listen to this. Then I hear it, I'm like, why? What? He did what? Hey, man, just be happy for me, man. We getting something. I don't know, man. I get that, too. I get the ones that call me, and they're like, yeah, I'm about to go up there and get this, such, such. And then, what, 2 months later, they still ain't got it. Now I done did all the, like, background check, help them out.
It was, what, 3 or 4 of us on the phone. Me, you, Chuck, Lamont, all of us. Remember, we had a conference call. With my brother. Oh. Remember that? Trying to talk him out of a certain purchase during COVID. When the prices were high.
We had to call him on, we had to call the council.
Yeah.
Council meeting.
We had the Black Caucus on.
We had the
phone.
Black Shooting Caucus on. Detroit Black Shooting Caucus.
You think he listened to any of us?
Nah. And seeing that's who I get. I get the folks that will come and be like, hey, what you think I should get? You know, such and such and blah, blah. Okay, look, first and foremost, it should be whatever's best for you. But here go my suggested guns to do.
Yeah.
And you come back, they do go, what'd you get? I'm going to pick up that Taurus G2. Now, that wasn't nowhere near none of the guns I
give them
labeled
list.
As said.
Yeah.
And you go pick up a Sky or something like that. I ain't say nothing about that. I even told you to stay away from these guns for these particular reasons, and you still went out and picked one anyway. Well, all right, cool.
Well, you know, they call him Mr. Bougie, but I guess explain that, you know, Mr. Gun Snob.
So,
explain that, Buff Shooter.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not buying. Okay, Hollowson, we're gonna talk about that. I ain't buying that.
Okay.
Okay. And I understand that, you know, some people they don't have the funds. I say save up for a couple more months, but you know, some people don't have the funds. I'd rather get Trichicon. I'd rather get Aimpoint, you know, EOTech. But
what about a Leopold?
Nah. For a handgun or for a scope?
Handgun.
No.
Red dot.
Nah. I just, you know, all the reviews when I was first looking into this, and this was years ago, you know, it was always, okay, yeah, these are nice big window, but this one lasts longer. I'd rather had RMR, smaller window, but, you know, I know it's tougher than all the rest of them, unless you get that Aimpoint, the big box one. What is that one? So
does that mean we jumping into the whole Trichicon thing now?
I guess, some...
I mean, that's a good segue, though.
That's a great segue. I just, you know, people would say, well, that's Mr. Gun Snob, this and this, but it's a theory behind why he buy what he get.
Yeah, but even
because he's not alone, and we joke and call him, you know, Mr. Gun Snob and so forth. But you know, it's plenty of people that are buyers and shooters that have that kind of philosophy, though. You know, whether you want to call them gun snobs or they, you know, that's just how they, you know, look at their purchase.
It's not like with my brother or with, you know, people I know. I was telling them go get a Staccato, go get something that's, you know, high-end CZ or something. I'm like, go get a Glock 19. Go get an M&PC. Like, stuff like that, 2.0. I was telling them that. And then they show up with...
Not that.
Like, it'd be a list of stuff. Like, yeah, buy this, buy that. You know, that's cool. And then they get what they think is cute, I guess.
Now, let me ask you this then, bro. Does a lot of that, because you said something that kind of sticks out with me just a little. So there's a lot of your opinion on stuff, like you said, from when you originally first got into it, does it come from that thought process of how the stuff was then, or is it, you know, that you've tested, you know, stuff since then and it's still trash, and it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I won't say trash, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I get
like,
what you're saying.
Like they had it, you know, like say, and just using them, whether it's Hollowson or Leopold or whatever, when they first came out or when they were starting, the quality's not going to be the same. Just like when Trichicon first came out, quality's not the same as it is.
Yeah, I get what
you know what I'm saying?
No, so, yeah, but, I'm not even saying that Hollowson is trash.
No, we'll get to that, but I'm just saying, I'm just saying, when you make your suggestions to people, are they based off of, again, this is what I use, this is what I've always used, this is what I've worked
with,
so this is what works for me, so I'm suggesting those for you.
A lot of it is what we see when we take classes or in competition, what works and what we hear from our fellow shooters of what broke down most, like, you know, Springfield or something like that. So that's what I started on, Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard nothing good about Springfield after I got it.
Mm.
So then I moved to M&P, then I moved to Glock, Staccato, stuff like that. So, and I got rid of the Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah, people would be like, well, all I needed for it to do was work, you know, the two or three shots. If somebody breaking my house or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I understand.
So, okay. So, like Barry said, so is Hollowson American enough for you?
Me?
Apparently, but
I get the conversation, like what's going on now with them.
Mm-hmm.
I would, even before then, I wasn't buying it. But, no. And I'm not some big, you know, I buy everything American. You know, all that.
Well, in that world, most of the stuff is not, like, most...
Glock ain't.
Well, I guess, and I need to look into it, and I was on, not on, but I was listening to...
That. It's only Smitty's then. If that's...
What is it called? Mindset, Prepare Mindset Podcast, and he was talking about it, and I had mentioned the question in the little IG Live he was doing, and he said, I think it's called Lead and Steel. They out of Ohio, and they trying to bring everything up. They out of Ohio. They trying to bring 90 or 85% of their stuff American. Like, everything's going to be done over here.
Yeah.
But, like, in the realm of red dots and technology, a lot of the, you know, that stuff is not 100% American, and it's not, you know, they may assemble it over here, but the parts are coming from out of the country. So it's nothing is really 100% American or whatever the concept is. But I guess in this day and age, with, I guess, China being one of those, some people that we always going to be beefing with, I get it. You know what I'm saying?
But see, and so here's my take on it, you know, even on our, on Dubbing the Bear and whatever, but just as, and I kind of do it here sometimes too, just to playing devil's advocate, but also bringing the other side of it. That's the thing, like I tell people, so when it comes to this conversation, people talk about the beef we have with China, but China is also one of our biggest, you know, allies when it comes to consumer trading and stuff.
Yeah.
Like you said, like, it's so much of, try to find, like you just said, something that's built but not, you know, all parts made here, that's quote-unquote American made. It's so much trade-off that goes off. Like, try to find even an American brand car that doesn't have foreign parts. Like, we literally had stuff shut down because we couldn't get stuff
from China. Well, the chips.
Yeah, from the chips and stuff, from China, from over there in, you know, in their area. You know, it's... You know, find so many shirts. You know, now you probably get T-shirts that may be a little, but that's probably when you're talking like certain soft goods would be your main things that are still here, American made. When you're talking about everyday things, like you said, like even in, if you read that full article, I'm pretty sure you did. People talk about, you know, so like a man talked about Holosun and funding this and the third. But if you really look at it though, he also talked about how SIG had the same company that's the parent company or whatever. Also helped SIG produce and get out their Romeos.
And it was was also Primary Arms.
Yeah, Primary Arms. So it's like, so are we boycotting SIG as a whole then? Because if that's the case, you can't, you know, boycott, because there's...
A lot of glass come from over there.
Yeah, but they're saying that that's what allowed Trigicon to, it's so many different names, Holosun to make their red dots better going forward now because of the development that SIG put in place to...
We helping them out.
Yeah, like, you help me, I'm gonna help you. So we gonna, you know, we gonna produce your product, but that's gonna allow us with some of your technology to make ours better, which wound up actually, in my opinion, being a better product. Because I think, I don't care what a lot of people say, Romeos are cool, but if I had to pick between that or Holosun, I'm gonna go with the Holosun. It is what it is.
Well, I guess
those two.
Would Trigicon go sell stuff to China? Would they have a building in China selling
them?
So I looked it up. They don't, but you'd be surprised with some of the people that they do sell to. Like, they sell to Saudi Arabia.
Mm. Yeah,
and that's another Saudi Arabia to me. And if you look at the full political presence of it, they fall into that same loop as China. Do we like what they do, especially with some of the things they do with their own people? No. But we got so much money tied to them like this, you know what I'm saying? It's like, can't we really just stop messing with them as a whole because of that? Nah, you can't do that. Your whole economy will fall apart. And I'm talking about as, you know, some of these other businesses and stuff. Like, that's a major market. And does that mean that money helps fund their armies and stuff? Of course it probably does. So it's like, come on now.
Well, when I was on the lookout for, when I had built something, my handgun, I had got the SRO, so I liked it. So I kind of stayed American with the Trigicon, and then I got that Glock 48 done up, and I wanted something smaller, so I went and got, I wanted to be a low budget build, so rightfully so, I went and got me that, I guess, the CPS or whatever it is, the little small one that goes on top of the Glock 48, the MOS. So it's on there. Like I said, it was well priced. I wanted to.
You had a 507 at K, right?
Yeah. So it was a budget bill. So that's what I went with. Like I said, none of the parts are 100% American. So I don't know where that really fall into. But even when that comes up, when you talk about buying firearms, buying parts, how much do you do your own reviews opposed to like listening to, trusting a gun review to say this is what I should get? Like, how much like stock that you put in watching YouTube or watching IG videos of people doing gun reviews?
It factors in.
Okay, well, this is a two-part question.
It depends
question.
On.
This is a bear, I'm like, bear, this is a two-part question. How much do you factor in on watching a gun review or going to the gun store and listening to them give, they, listen to them, give them your a review?
The gun store?
Yeah, not at all.
No, they selling me something. So, you know, I already know, you know me, when I go in, I already feel like I know more about it because I did my research. So, I'm not about to listen to you anyway. I just go in there and point at what I want. Mm. And, you, okay, get that out the case. All right, let's do the paperwork and I'm gone. I don't need to ask you at the store, you know. But they're helpful to some people, but I do my research. So right. I listen to multiple. Yeah, I'll look at multiple videos. I'll ask people, you know, if they have that firearm. Like, you know, if you ask Jeff about, you know, Staccato or what were they called before?
STI.
STI. You know, he'll run down. He'll school you on, you know, the differences or you know, he'll just tell you, just buy it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I respect him because he shoot a lot. You ask him about an M&P, you know, or you get a couple guys, some people may like Coleon, you know. I listen to, you know, I let him run stuff. And, you know, look at what he do. And, you know, you got a couple other people who I follow. Grantham. And let, you know, but. Mm-hmm.
Grantham will shoot the shit out of that gun.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
right.
Grantham and, you know, it's, but you do that and you look at a bunch of videos. You go shoot it yourself or you go in there and, but as far as people at the store selling me stuff, nah, I already made up my mind. I don't need you.
See, man, and for me, it's kind of weird for me to give this opinion because I'm not the guy. So, like, when my man CJ was here, Chris, right? When he was here on our last episode, and he was asking him about weapons, and he was saying his preference, and then he was saying for service weapons, he likes Glocks, but he, you know, carries his do-do-do-do-do. So, I'm that weird guy that, like, for me, and I guess it's because I've had so many different guns in my hand. And if, you know, when you deal with class and you have students come in and they bring their own guns and stuff, so you may be having to shoot or show them or whatever, but just having, you know, whether I'm, you know, on the range with one of y'all or whatever and other people, you get to shoot other guns.
Yep.
I don't get that same feel for one way or the other of, like, grip angles and different guns. To me, I'm one of the weirdos. I can pretty much shoot anything and be cool as long as I can get my sights together.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I can tell the difference on how they shoot, though.
Yeah.
You know, while one may shoot low, one may shoot this way, or, you know, but a lot of that's got to do with, too, with the bore axis, the way they're built, the way they're, you know, SIGs sit up a little thicker up top, so their bore axis is higher, and CZs are lower, and Glock's kind of in the middle. You know, we can go on and on and on about that, but if you don't know those things or pay attention to those, it is what it is. And for me, the grip angle is just an adjustment. You know, I'm going to adjust it regardless, but that's just me. A lot of people, it's a lot for them to have
more of a preference
and a different, you know, have more of a 1911 style grip and the angling versus more of a, you know, it's not quite 45, but the angling of a Glock and some of the others to have.
But I will tell you that with me, with grip angles, only time it really come into play for me is when red dots are on.
That I can see. I can definitely see.
Staccato. I pick up that red dot quicker than I do on my M&PC.
I can see that.
Yeah.
And, I can see that.
And M&Ps have a closer grip angle to 211s, 2011s or 1911s, mm-hmm. but like Glock is more aggressive.
Yeah.
But I don't have, you know, I've shot dots.
That's a good point, though, because I didn't think about that because, and we'll get into it later. Like I said, next time we go out to Axe, I'm going to be the one pissing off everybody off because I'm... You know the build that we talked about on the one thing. I'm the one coming out there with the new Echelon with the hollow sun on it and all kind of stuff. But,
you know, so I'm pissing, gun.
Yeah, I'm pissing everybody off. But like you said, but in difference in though, the red dot on my Glock, it is kind of like, man, I'm trying to get used to this and I can't, you know what I'm saying? But as soon as I put it on that Echelon, dude, it's like it comes straight up. Like, but that Echelon has more of a M&P 2011, you know, type of angling on the grip, though. It is more that way versus the aggressiveness of it. So that's probably a good point to make with it, though, too, for it. Because that, I have noticed that. Yeah, that's a good point.
So you, when I shot the Echelon, it was a, I thought it was, it shot kind of, I was a little impressed with it being out of the box and what it cost, that yeah. It was a solid firearm. Now, he didn't tinker with it a couple times, so shit, it may not even shoot, you know what I'm saying, right. Like it do.
The only thing I changed out was the guy rod, man. Put a stainless steel boy in that boy, and that's it.
Well, you know, because I'm the person that likes to try new things, especially, mm-hmm. like, I get hit, you know, why are you doing this? Oh, here you go again. But I guess I try to look at some of the reviews of some of the guys that I watch and see if they running it, or I type in the name of it and see how many people was running it. And then, you know, on YouTube, you type in, like, I'm just going to say lead and steel, and you'll see good, bad, or, you know, whatever. But I guess I watch some of the gun reviews. The ones I really pay attention to are the ones that probably, like, shoot it more than, like, once or twice. Yep.
Yeah.
Or something like,
yeah.
like, don't hit me with that you just brung it up once or twice, one, right. two. Oh, it was great. Look at this, da-da-da-da-da-da. But all red dots at some point, or most equipment has issues when they first hitting the game, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Even with the RMR Gen 1s and all that, they got a Gen 2, they approves on it. So mm-hmm. some had to be either with the new technology, you know, technology involving and new things they put in them. So the Gen 1s probably had some issues when they first rolled out.
Right.
Gen 2, you know, so on and so forth. So they all gonna have problems.
Advancements
but
and stuff, yeah.
yeah, so me, I'm looking for, I don't know why, I'm looking for the next best, you know, like Aeronox. Is it Aeronox? Aeronautics?
You know, I don't know.
It was a company.
You're more adventurous.
Yeah, I'm adventurous when it comes to the gun thing.
That's me. Like my see, and that's part of the reason I went the way that I did, because I could have waited. My whole, you know, as I think y'all know, my original plan for a dedicated comp gun, I was going CZP 10F. That was my, you know. One, because I got the C, so I know how I shoot. I know how it is. I know how I am with the C. So I'm like, I'm just going to extend it out the barrel, extend down the grip, get more rounds, and that's going to be it. Well, when I ordered it, it hadn't came in yet. The guy at the range who I know, shout out to Bill and him at Shooter Lane, he basically was like, so what's the main reason for you wanting this? And he's a shooter too. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay. I liked the Echelon. I was intrigued by it, but, you know, this is what I really wanted for my dedicated, so forth, so forth. I was going to buy the gun anyway, so I was like, you know what? All right, you talk me into it. Let's go ahead and run it. So I did it, and like you said, took it out, and I did like it. I'm like, okay, so let's see how this goes. Can I keep up like I would and be a little better with the P10F
yeah.
with this gun? Can I do it? And I looked at a few other, you know, red dots and stuff, and I was like, you know what? Can I do it with this one here, you know, with this Hollow Sun or with this and blah, 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 you know? So then I shoot it some more. Hadn't shot it with that yet, but before in between those two, it was one of those, I put steel guide rods in everything else. We put a steel guide rod in this one. So let's see how that, you know.
Yeah.
So preferences and stuff like that kind of led me to be on this kind of, like you said, kind of for real budget build of can I, because that's me. I just want to know, can I do it?
Yeah.
Can it be done? Now, am I going to still want to eventually, you know what I'm saying, get something better, like, you know, and run staccato and stuff, and once I save up and do and blah, blah, blah? Sure, of course. But like you said, I'm more adventurous.
Yeah.
And I'm even probably more adventurous than him when it comes to stuff like that, to be like, no. I just want to know, can I do it?
Well, see, you know? my adventures is like this. I started off like that, but then I get to the range and training and something happened, then they look at me, then I'll just be like, I ain't gonna do that no more. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I get adventurous, but like with the Aeronautics, I had bought a muzzle brake. It was sexy. I put it on,
I
got it on something else, but I had put it on one of my rifles, and it was smooth. It was smooth, and I was like, man, I got something. I let the homie shoot it. It's like it's overpressured. It's overcompensated.
Wasn't that the VG6?
No. What I put on there?
That was the VG6 that did that, right?
No, that was the Aeronautic one, because I never put it back on.
Oh.
I had it on my 14 and a half, the Punisher, and I thought I had something. I mean, I took it out there. He shot it. He was like, yeah, I don't know. He said it's flat, but then Jeff shot it, and he was like, It's too good. It's pushing it down.
It's pushing it down.
So I'm just like, oh, shit. So I took it off, put it in there. I ain't seen that thing for like 7 years, and I brung it out and put it on the pistol.
That's what you get.
Yeah.
So
that's what you get.
So here's the thing. So from what I'm hearing from this conversation, it's shot flat, shot good, but the overpressure is causing it to do something that you really don't want it to do.
What natural, but you know, opposed
could,
to...
Could, could. Comping too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, it, like I said, doing something you don't want it to do. Could you have just said, man, fuck y'all, and just tried to, excuse my, my
you said it now,
but it's on there. It's on there now, but could you have said, bump y'all, compensated yourself against it and just ran it?
Nah, because it's un- yeah.
No,
it,
yeah,
it was an abomination.
I get you. I'm just, you know, conversation.
I guess I could have, and I did for a while.
It's an abomination.
I think I did for a while, and then until I got it fixed, and then I got a VG6 put on there, and then I was like, okay, now it's flat. Not exactly where I want it.
Yeah.
Like I said, it would just, you shoot a certain way, you used to certain things, so when it's outside of that realm of what you're used to, you're just like, this don't work, because now it's going against my grain or how, you know, how I shoot and how I
how
train.
You shoot, yeah. Yeah.
So, like, I like watching Lucas, you know what I'm saying, shoot, because he be running around shooting. He going to get at least 400 or 500 rounds through that pistol with that red dot. And to me, he ain't going to be too much biased because he can just cop whatever, buy whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I kind of, like I said, Grand Thumb, I watch him. He going to shoot the hell out of a rifle. Especially, you can go to his past stuff and look up how 12.5 or 11.5 supposed to shoot solid, good, you know, what you're supposed to do and all that. So I kind of, you know what I'm saying, go. I kind of follow them. And then
I kind of like Honest Outlaw.
I ain't up on him. I'm up on Sinister 5 or 6 because I guess I've been out there with him. And
right.
I think my guns probably didn't broke down more than his guns. Or something that fell off or broke. Not broke, but just not on properly that fell off more than his.
Most definitely.
Like, right. So, like, you know, even Bo cares now. He's like, man, did you do this, and this? I was like, yeah. He said, you did what? Man, just all kind of stuff.
He was secretly buy stuff. And,
this,
in there. And I'd be like, what's that?
It's a thingamajig and they do this, that, and the third.
Like that buffer that you gave to Youngblood, Freeman.
Freeman.
And then I was like, what?
That Ken shot.
Yeah, because he was explaining it to me. I said, what? When did he have that? I like, he secretly bought that. He knew I was going to say something.
But I, for some reason, like, and I didn't know like ARs have, it's a formula that goes into why AR shoot the way it do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like certain things in there for a certain reason to do this, that. I didn't know. You know, I'm just like, let me put this in there, put that in there. I seen this, I seen that. But, you know, just you might have missed my shoes on. It ain't going to look right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's a formula. It's just, it took me a while to learn that. Stop tinkering too much with shit.
You know, we all, like I was telling my brother, I got a bin full of, like, we can have a Tupperware party. I got a bin full of handguards. Hand stop, vertical grips, butt stocks. I'm like, yeah, we need to upgrade with furniture on your rifles, man. I just bring this bin over here. But we all do it. We all got a bunch of holsters.
Yeah.
Like bins full of holsters that we ain't using no more.
Well, you know, because Youngblood, he was talking about this, doing this and that, and me and Fred like, what? Why is it? But, you know, he went on there and looked up reviews and got on the Discord, and they was like, man, we might be overpressured. And he was like, I was like, well, where the rounds shooting out of? So he was like, they shooting out like at 1 o'clock or something. I was like, they were? So I kind of looked at the video. I was like, maybe I can see it, but we really, you know, we have to like really look at it. But I gave it to him. I gave him that Ken shot.
It worked.
And it's like he had a whole new rifle. He was like, man, you did it. It worked.
Yeah.
It's flawless. So I'm like, well, I tell you, it's like a 2-part system. So it's not encapsulated. So we're going to see.
Oh, you gave him that one that we was talking about?
Yeah.
That the one we were talking about? Okay.
I had it for a while.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even the Geisley's, whatever that, what is it?
Didn't work for you.
Then the Geisley something 42, whatever it is.
With a braided spring.
Braided spring.
That.
It did not work for me. And I watched a bunch of reviews and didn't work in none of my rifles. So I just shelved it. Well, yeah.
It worked. Yeah, like it's been in my 14.5 for a year now.
Yeah, see, it don't. So shit work his shit work his rifle. It don't work in mine.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do the same thing he did.
Hey, but
it
so,
don't work.
So you got the same gas block in the line like he do too though?
Yeah.
Damn.
Not same brand. I don't know. Cause 14. You got the Geisley in there, don't you?
The 14? No.
No, I don't know.
Not in the 14.5. 14.5 is BCM.
Yeah, see. And shout out to that solid
maybe
BCM people.
Because a lot of people, we going to, how long you want to talk, Eric? It's a big day.
Oh, we can get into it in a little bit.
All right. But so, yeah, I'll listen, about 10 more minutes we get into. But see, that's the thing I think a lot of people don't realize. Like you said, it's a science to really tuning. Like a lot of people, if you don't really know what they're doing, they first builds, it's like you catch a novice that don't know nothing, like flat out nothing, that just wants to build. Man.
I got lucky.
Man, I hear it's rough. Because I watched the dude, too.
You got lucky on what?
First build, which is that 14.
You ain't get lucky. You researched the shit out of it. Come on, you got lucky.
I know you mean,
lucky. Like, hey, give me that left one. Give me that right. Give me that bag right there. That blue bag. Let me throw all this shit in to see if this shit come
just
to gumbo.
Put
all in the pot. Let me mix it up and see if it come to gumbo.
Basically, the rifle that I built was. I don't remember where
I built two damn rifles from ground up and they shoot flawless. Tell me he got lucky.
I got lucky. The second one, which is the small one.
He ain't buy nothing cheap, bro. He bought $1,000 lower upper and lower from Noveski. Right there off the rip. He got a LT7 6.65. He dropped in a notch back. Off rip. He got 700 horses.
I was like, let me start this off right on this one.
Right. He coming out there.
Remember how he used to put the Chevy?
That horse, right.
You know, you go to the racetrack, right. You see this notch back. It's got this big old 6.5 engine in it from Chevy. Mm-hmm. You're like, wait a minute, what? Yeah, right off the bat, he bought a horse. He bought a Noveski up.
But I know what you mean, though, because it could have not been that way. You know what I'm saying?
Like, every time you be like, I build it, for some reason, I'd be nervous.
Man, I seen that Noveski. I said, this thing don't move.
It was
tight.
It's my
tolerant.
And it's still my favorite.
Right. Mm. And then what kind of barrel you put in there?
I want to say it's a BCM.
No, that barrel's not a BCM barrel. Yeah. You bought a BCM barrel? That's when we was in the BCM barrels?
Yeah.
So, it's a solid barrel.
So, both
of them. You got a Vortura A5 system in there.
Like, that's what I got that in there.
What kind of boat?
Landtag.
See what I'm saying? He $1,000 before he even pulled a damn trigger on the damn rifle. Yeah.
So you built the Sinister 5.56 equivalent of your own Daniel Defense type of thing, huh?
That's, because my first rifle is a Daniel.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it happen, man. I was on the range one time, man, and the dude came out with a fresh build. That boy would go boom. And then the next one would be click.
See,
no matter what he was doing, he'd rack, take apart, look in.
What parts kit
did
you get?
Boom.
BCM.
I think Geissele.
But once again, you got a part
Geissele,
kit that
right.
worked.
I believe it's
you ain't go to the gun uncoil like, hey, give me that one.
No.
Okay, what's this brand? Give me that one. Two for one on those. Give me that one.
And then I went with.
Does it come with extra buffer rings? Let me get
you already knew the Geissele trigger was going in there.
Buffer extra trigger rings. Yeah. I don't know nobody that don't run nothing, but it's crazy. I wonder how many Geissele they ain't sold. I don't think everybody look at on a review or something always got Geissele triggers. It's crazy.
Dude, what's this? You got that CMC though, right?
Yeah. That's
a nice trigger.
That boy is nice. Thank you.
Fast.
Thank you very much, Mr. Double Tap.
Yeah, that one's fast.
I put a Timney in mine, but I haven't had a chance to run it. We just did some video work that one time, and then that was it. Around, but I didn't really have a chance. I can definitely see the difference in that versus the bullshit, you know, back when that was mil-spec that was in there. But I ain't had a chance to, like, either me run it and figure – or, you know, he ain't get a chance to run it or how you
yeah, because you know what I would do with it, baby.
And that's cool. Like I said, I still got to finish fully breaking it in. We just kind of played around. So it was like,
my Glock got a Timney in it.
I hear the Glock chimneys are real nice. Timneys are real nice.
Yeah.
You said he got lucky. I had to stop him that. Shit wasn't luck. Hey, so check this out. So we did this is an episode or a segment of the show, right? So I posted it the other day. It got a lot of people said, you know, it was more one. Okay, so it's called Kicks and Sticks, right?
Yeah.
We all gym suit guys. We all whatever. So if you had a couple extra dollars in your pocket, what would you go cop? So I put it out there, and then I don't have my phone. Can you go to my? It probably got, I don't know how many people looked at it, but it's like 65 or 75 likes and then some comments.
That's the YouTube one?
That's the one on IG on pop culture. But then, you know, it got played, and I posted it up on YouTube, and it got like 400 or 500 plays. But what do you think most people said that they prefer? If they had an extra couple of dollars in their pocket, what would you think? When I said, if you had an extra couple of dollars in your pocket, what would you go buy? Some kicks, or kicks, a stick?
Some kicks.
You some kicks?
That's what I thought.
Really?
I do. It's tough for me. You already know I am.
Listen.
But right, I probably do stick.
So I'm gonna break it down to you. My answer is
here you go. Two part system.
It ain't two part. I was telling one of my homeboys, one of my coworkers, about this conversation. And we were talking about that. And we were just applying it to other stuff. And like he was saying, he was like, I'm the dude, talking about him. This is him saying it. You know, I'm the dude that, you know, I go spend 30 grand on a side by side to go out mud and do it because that's what he do. But he not gonna spend 10 grand on, you know, some lesser, you know, used Camaro or something like that that's still hyped up or what, you know, where it's like, well, that's probably that's a dumb buy, but that's what you want for the quality and that's what you'll do. Mm-hmm. And like I told him, I'm like, I feel you because I'm the same way now. Like, as much of a sneakerhead as I still am, if I got 500-600, I'll buy a new pistol, but I'm not paying $200 for a new pair of J's, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I catch them at the Nike outlet when they get to be, you know.
So what was your answer?
You know what I'm saying? It's the pistol.
It's the stick.
It's the pistol, yeah.
What'd you say?
Me?
Stick. Yeah. Stick. Okay. 70% of the people said stick.
Really?
I swear to God.
Yeah.
One dude, what is his name?
It's the rationale behind it, though, because it's like you...
Listen.
And it's not really rational, but you know what I'm saying, in your mind.
At Red CT3D, he said, all I need is one good pair of Salems. He said, I just need one good pair of Salems, and I'm good.
Solomon's.
All I need is one good pair of Solomon's. I was like, man, you're going to wear it with everything, right? Because you imagine, them boys are going to say sale when next time you see them before you go.
This is what
they gonna say solo-man on the board.
So they're just gonna say SL.
As much money as I bought some shoes yesterday, matter of fact. Much money as I spent on shoes.
Them Jordan 9s coming out, them Powder Blue Boys.
That came out today. That was yesterday.
Are you serious?
I got it.
That was yesterday.
Oh!
You wanna see that?
Keep going. Don't do that.
You done killed him.
He's sending that shit all the time. I got him.
I started to say, I didn't know if you wanted them or not.
I wanted them bad.
I got it on.
So, this is what.
Serious?
This is my thing, though.
You ain't tell me? You a sucker for that.
But I gotta tell you.
Because you be like, dog, you know them shoes coming out. You was a sucker for that, B.
But I gotta tell him, bro. You should know this. So, I got him yesterday, right?
This
ain't got nothing to do with the
show. Cut the show. Cut it off.
Right, this ain't got nothing to do with the show. I just want to say it a couple more times. But
let's go. I can't believe he did me.
If I'm gonna spend $220 on some J's.
I am so upset.
If I'm spending $220 on some J's, I got no excuse not to go buy ammo.
Right. Right.
You gotta go buy ammo, right?
Well, let me say
anytime
this.
Anytime it's time to shoot, I'm putting out the money for the ammo because.
But you know what? And I'm glad you said that. It was sticks and kicks, right? But it was just because I was going to also say, because I said, you know, everybody, hey, I got this stick on me. You know what I'm saying? So most people be like, okay, what's the stick? You know what I'm saying? And I had to say stick
on me.
Right. Our stick was going to be a firearm, a handgun or a rifle, right? Because, you know, the young guy, I got a stick on me. You can't, what is a stick? Like, is a Glock with a standing mag on it? Is that what a stick is? Is that what they call? Is that what the young boys call a stick?
So.
Okay, whatever.
Probably but like I was 30 round boys.
But it was also kind of the idea, like, if you got a couple of dollars on you to buy some $200 Jordans, go buy some ammo.
Right. Yeah.
Like right. If I got $200 with our cop, I got some shoes. Do I want those? Yeah. But we may have a class coming up. Listen, don't show that. Listen. We might have a class showing up. So
and depending on where you're going, that's like two cases. That might be 2,000.
You know, like my brother, he and my brother today, I'm like, man, let's go in on some ammo. Because you know, shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I like, let's go on that ammo.
You make an ammo run.
Yeah, like, we make an ammo run. Right. We might split 1,000. It's just because I can't get the 1,000 at the time. But I can get the 500. So I go get an ammo run. But I was just like, if I had a couple of dollars, yeah, I'd probably go buy a stick. And I probably was like, damn, I need some. My wife be like, you ain't got no going out clothes. I'd be like, yeah, they all. I got staccato, though.
Guns.
Listen.
Just gonna do him dirty like that.
Listen.
he lightweight doing me dirty, but I'm a little past it, but he definitely doing you dirty like
that. Hey, your boy at 313 Rod said he was upset to think that. What'd he say? He didn't think shoes cost that much, but he reminded himself he got a pair of shoes in the closet that probably cost some Glocks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all day.
And then he was like, damn, mm-hmm. I could have got me some rifles. Yeah, posted them Glocks.
Exactly. And now if you
were, I mean, posted them expensive shoes. He don't even wear, he always in work boots and Nikes. Like, he don't even wear them.
Is there some J's coming out that I want, that I really want?
Like, you didn't want those? So that's just more insult.
Really want them. But if you put these in front of me or a Glock 17, I get the Glock 17 all day. I got a lot of shoes, so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you got five pair of shoes, go get the Glock. I'd rather get the Glock.
So you rather buy a Glock than some fancy shoes?
Yeah.
Hey, plus for me, the way I see it is, as the current state is in my house, I got more room in my safe than I do for shoes.
Well, you know, that's what, you know, it's funny
my
because
shoe area is stacked. So
that's what I was just
I
like.
I had a space to put them no more. So it's like.
Like, Bear had a lot of shoes. I got to figure out why to do that. Bear got a lot of shoes, and Fred got a lot of J's. He got some. So I my son then jumped off in it. We got a bunch of pair of fours and whatever. And I was just like, would I go get a, if I had a couple extra dollars, depending on what I go get, a stick or some kicks?
Mm-hmm.
And it could have been, I might need a red dot. You know what I'm saying? It could have been some or some training.
It's going to end up being more expensive.
Right. True. Mm-hmm. In the long run. It was like, okay, let me think about it like this. If I had a couple of dollars, I'll probably pay for a club. You know, I'm like, oh, I might get me in a class or some ammo for sure because we're going to shoot. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it would just put them in the mindset. One dude was like, yeah, I give me a lever action revolver, da-da-da-da-da. This on my list. Nobody said, my homeboy Don said he waiting for the MJ. Some he said, and I was like, dog, I'm waiting for the nines to come out.
Mm.
Don was like, Don.
I need to.
The Don Firearm, shout out to the homie, Big Don. He's like, he was the only one that said that I probably want, he gets some gym shoes. Everybody else is like, stick.
See, for him, he probably reversed. He probably got his safe's probably full. He ain't got no space for
I mean, he probably got just made a gun. He's a trainer, and he shoot as much, but he was like, he waiting on the jimmies. Man, I was...
Hey, man, look, if you got a plug, man, I might be trying to, I might save up.
Plug. He on sneaker.com at me.
Are you for real be getting lucky on the app then?
Not
everybody get them. Yeah,
the only ones I can't get is for some reason, are fours.
Really?
I only got one pair of fours.
Mm. See, man, they saying them Columbia 11s coming back out for the holiday.
Why you look at me so?
and that's what it impaired. Listen, I'm like, I kind of need them.
Wait till I go home and tell them.
Sit there with the cool grades I got.
I wasn't even gonna say anything about these nines. I was just gonna show up over your house with them.
You know what's bad about it?
You dirty because you do like I used to do this.
He'd go grab them and then go up to the corner store and get an outfit and then come over or something. I'm like,
staying funny just so he can see him.
right. But
yeah. Tell me about what y'all was talking about in Canada.
Okay, look, if you like what we're doing on the show, man, please hit the like and subscribe button so quick, so fast, like Snoop said.
Unless you want to go to Eric and pick that.
No, we got a little bit of time for Canada. We can make that quick.
Okay. With the Canada?
Yeah, we can make that quick.
But yeah, hit the like.
Bring that to me.
Hit the like and subscribe button, man, so quick, so fast, please. And share everything we doing. We need it. So, in Canada, it was a comment made. So, the Canadian police urged citizens to make life easier for them. For car thieves to avoid being assaulted is to put their I sent it to you on IG, I think.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at them now so I can pull because I'm pretty sure I'm connected.
Put their key fobs in what kind of bag is it?
I think it's either a RFID bag or
so
something.
Whatever
like that,
to knock out the signal, put them in the bag and set it in the mailbox. So when the car thieves come by, they can just easily grab it. And steal a car opposed to coming in the house and taking it from the people that's living in there and assaulting them with the firearm because, you know, Canada is a no guns country. Hmm. And, well, no handguns.
Yeah, they basically made it's everybody a victim. So now they want to, instead of them defending themselves because they took their right away, they just said, okay, so let's just make it easy for the criminals.
And I got a customer comeback. He said he has handguns, he got rifles, but I guess it's like New York. It's like they make you jump through so many hoops that you don't even want them. But he said he got a couple. But like you said, now the so now they driving around in the neighborhood.
Hold on. I think I got them. I'm gonna play it now.
Making people victims, like you said.
Hold on.
You gonna play the You gotta hit that one.
I got it up. Oh, wait. Hit. Why is it not playing?
Is it hit playing? You gotta hit the thing on there?
No, it's on there.
Turn it up on your phone.
Oh, it's up. It's up all the way. Oh, no, it ain't. Why is it not up? What's going on here?
Front door. It is because it breaking into your home.
Now that's where it's acting tripping. But no, it's coming to my phone. All right, hold on. Give me a minute. Continue, fellas, and I'm gonna see what's going on. Because for some reason,
but yeah, they're making it easier for the car thieves to take the car as opposed to not taking the car. I don't know. I had no idea why a police officer, a guy that's there to protect you and all that, would tell you to make it easier for a car thief or whoever, a bad guy, to come take your stuff. Like, you work, you pay good money. You work, you pay taxes, whatever they pay over there, whatever they do. They tell them, oh, let them just have a car. How about you keep them people out of my neighborhood? How about you start there? That's just like in Pittsburgh when the police chief told people, like, look, don't call us between this time. Don't call us between the times of 9 and 5. We don't have enough people here, and we're not going to take phone calls. That's just stupid. We waiting for, like, life or death situations or something that's extreme. Like, yeah, I'm calling you because everything I think is extreme. So how you going to come on there and tell citizens, hey, we can't help you, bro? You didn't see that? Did I send that to you on Pittsburgh? The Pittsburgh.
You sent it to him.
In Pittsburgh, the dude came on there and said, listen, we can't respond to everybody, but just call, you can't call it between the times 9 and 5. Just between this time. We get at you when we get at you. That's how I took it.
Remember back in the day in the city when you would call? I remember we had a guy, he was on drugs over there. He kept following my niece around and all this. He was trying to break in the house next door. So the person on the corner, we basically hemmed him up, they put handcuffs on and waited for the police. We had him on a neighborhood watch sign at the corner, handcuffs behind his back there. And the police were like, no, we'll be there. And I want to say they were two and a half hours later, they showed up. 2.5 hours later.
He was sitting there. At least he was sitting there handcuffed to the pole. I'd have left him on there all day.
It was so much time. We had enough time to, my little brother showed up and was like, hey, man, I know him. I'm going to go find his mama. Brought his mother over there.
Uh-huh.
And she saw him. We had like, yeah, and he was talking to his mom. He acted like he didn't even know her. Young cat. He was like 19.
Mm.
But it took 2.5 hours for the police to get there.
Mm. Yeah, this was back in the day. You know. No, that's still similar, you know, response. It's not connecting. Uh-oh. I don't know why it's not connecting.
Well,
probably because we already in the middle of recording. Like, it was connected for calls, but it wasn't connected for audio some weird reason. I don't know.
Call Newark, see if you pick up and tell us what he said.
Hello? Call Leon, look, we need you to call in and tell us again what it was.
But I guess, so what do you do?
But that was the gist of it, though, man. I think that's...
What do the insurance people do when they say, hey, you got your car stolen? Yeah, I left the keys outside.
Right.
Yeah, how does that affect the insurance rates?
You know, that's probably through the roof.
Queen of country.
You know, it's through the roof.
they're nuts in that country, though.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's nuts, man. That's.
I just bought this new BM, whatever. And all right, I got to need another one. I left my keys outside the key fob. What? Well, yeah, the police chief told us.
Because basically, keep it
out of the house so we protect ourselves.
No, what he said was basically like, you know how people come in and have like a table by the door. You put your keys like by the door or in the dish or something. He said to leave it there so in case they do break in, they'll be cognizant enough to see, oh, said keys, and then leave out with just your car keys. Not like they ain't coming in for anything else, for money, right, jewelry. They just happen to be crazy and be trying to kill you. Nothing else, but just because of your car.
Okay,
leave your car keys by the door.
So let me understand. Help me understand this. So if you put it in that box and it cuts off the signal, but they still want your car.
They're in the house at this point.
I'm saying, so if you drive by with the RF scanner and I can't scan it, but I want the BM, then what I do?
That's what I'm saying. You either gonna break in and take the car anyway.
So
most of them ain't worried about no damn keys.
So leave it on a nightstand at the door and say, look, just like the, like Santa Claus, take the cookies and milk and bounce.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right.
So a
car thief / rapist is gonna come in the house and say, oh no, I'm just gonna take the car.
and that's the idiocy of the whole thing.
They gonna walk in like, damn, they got vaulted ceilings in this.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Cause nobody that's a car thief that can't get in your car is breaking in. Like, you know what, dog, we need the keys. Let's break in my man crib to get the keys.
My man got them Jordan 9s that came out.
You be like, damn, he got the 9s, 10s, and 11 right there.
Right.
Besides you where, bro? Mm-hmm.
Right. That's not what it is.
Hey, next time you come back, I have a sandwich for you. Just don't come no further.
What else point.
You can come. Every time dinner, I'll be back.
The threshold. The
threshold, right. Yeah. Well.
So, I mean, that's nah, man. Stupid. Nah, man.
So.
That ain't it.
That wasn't it?
Mm-mm.
That ain't it. We had a Bear forgot what date it was, but we had a Erica's big day. We had an Erica's big day workshop up at Oncoyo, and it was to help parents understand how to talk to their kids about being around unsecure firearms, and talk to kids about them. And also we talked to them about coming up with a home safety plan, about like what things you should do and that. It went great, and it just a shout out to Uncoyo, Joel and them, Kenny. But a big shout out to Uncoyo B-Side, Big Shane. He the one that brought the idea to me. It was weird because
you're doing another one, right?
Yeah, we're trying to do them all the time. It was cool because, and then what? Before he came to me about it, then Michigan dropped that
safe law,
safe yeah. storage law, like right in accordance with it, like you know. But they would, we know they're gonna do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But then they dropped it, so we did the class. So it was cool to talk to the parents, and a lot of parents brought their kids. And it was a full class. I think we had like 25 people there.
Mm-hmm.
We probably had 30, but it was cool to see that parents were happy to be in an environment that everybody in there wasn't judging them. Mm-hmm. For talking about, I want to protect my family, I want to protect my son or daughter, whatever. And that was like, I was like, maybe we take it for granted because we're in that world and we'll just talk about it.
Yeah.
Or kick it about it. But, you know, sometimes I find myself being like reluctant to even mention a lot of things I do or, mm-hmm. you know, stuff like that because you don't know. So I learned something. And my, you know, Raven was like, boy, you better tell them you just, like, we had somebody come, boy, you better tell them you a podcaster, da-da-da-da-da, you make ammo, da-da-da. I'm like, hey, tell them too much.
Right.
They going to come knocking at the door, like, can I get your key 5?
Yeah. That'd be me too, like, man,
five.
Shoot.
Let me get 500 rounds. But it was weird to see.
That's all we got to do to get it? Let me get 500 rounds, man.
It was cool to see parents, because we had, we left comment paper on there, and they comments is on there. They're like, we love what you was doing, because it was like the first one. We love what y'all are doing. Maybe you could have some more scenarios about, you know, the kids, you know, doing this and this. So we're going to add that up. But it was like you know, first gen, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the comments, the parents was like, I was happy to be in a safe place where basically I can ask a stupid question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's basically what it was. And he was like, people were just asking, well, I don't know if I asked this. Some people asked the same question twice. Maybe they didn't hear it, or just like, okay, I'm going to ask it again. But they was in a safe place to ask a question about a firearm.
Yeah.
How should you talk to your parents? How should you talk to the kids? And I would always tell them, like, look, don't sneak it in to the house to talk to you. Don't sneak it in and then try to working in like that, because you know kids see stuff. Mm-hmm. You ain't there. They real,
right?
You know, they observant, right? So don't sneak it in. And then when you talk to them, have confidence enough to know about the firearm to talk to the kids about the firearm. If you nervous and you're not confident about it, then you need to find somebody that can help you talk to them, or you know what I'm saying, that, or help you talk to them about it. And help you understand it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people run in there and get firearms. We had, I'm always at Uncoy. One time I went in there, and the lady came in there and bought a firearm. I was happy with it. I was talking to her. And I said, did you know about the new law that came up with the safe stage law? She was like, no. But they gave her the paper, and then I helped her, like, look, this is what you need to do. You need to go buy this Vault-Tec safe. You need to go do this. She was like, wow, I didn't. They just going to buy a gun because they need it, because they want protection. Or they, but it's the after, you know, the education. Okay, what's the, I said, listen, now, if they get caught, if they shoot themselves or harm somebody else in it, it ain't no what if or what's going to happen. It's an automatic.
Automatic.
You getting 2,500 or two to five. It's automatic. They ain't even playing with it no
more. Hey, and then to add to that, the Oxford shooters' parents, the Crumbleys, both of them just got convicted of that. But, you know, one buying the gun and then giving them the access and he was the shooter and blah, blah, blah. With them being convicted of that, that had, and that conviction technically actually not having nothing to do with the law.
Yeah.
But you put the two of those together because they go together. Oh, yeah, dog.
It kind of like it's all.
A parent that's negligent now with a firearm like that and something happened, they cooked. You are cooked.
Well, and there's another thing to take away. So I asked the kids and I said, hey, look, don't be mad, mom, dad. How many kids know where their parents' firearms are? All of them raised their hand.
Yeah.
All of them. And I was like, y'all do. And I said, parents, do y'all know that? One of the dude's dad was like, yeah. And mom was just like, oh. You do. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, it was like a situation where, like, look, have an open dialogue with your parents, with your kids about firearms. And I said, well, look at it like this. Let's take the firearm idea out the picture. How many of y'all know, talking to parents and kids, how many of y'all know where the fire extinguishers at?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many of y'all know how to use fire extinguishers?
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people raise their hand. I said, so the same kind of concept, right? If you got things in your house to help you take care of a situation, regardless if it's fire or an intruder, how many of y'all know what to do? And how many of you know how to use a fire extinguisher? Because it went into the home. Because, you know, another thing, they were like, well, what's a good home health plan? I mean, a good home safety plan to talk to, you know, just to work through. So we talked about, familiarize yourself with this, whatever state you in. This is for anybody. Whatever state you in. Get familiar with the laws, like the stand your ground law,
right, the gun laws,
the gun laws, the use of lethal force, because you want to know what the laws are, so when something happens, you can protect yourself, and you know what I'm saying, you won't get pinched up. That's why it's good to have firearm legal protection. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, we were telling them to, you know, secure the, use some other things you can do outside of just having a firearm. You can secure the lock, secure the doors,
yeah.
Put the key fob outside the door. You know what I'm saying? Discuss intrude. Somebody coming out with some plans, like a fire plan. Something happened. Where should everybody be at?
Yeah, right.
And now if everybody's in a house that's of age and maturity, teach everybody how to use a firearm. Teach everybody how to use a firearm safely and all that. Like, it's a lot of things you can do to, so when something happened, everybody go into motion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, because I can already tell you now, being funny with it, I always say that, man, if it hits the fan, I'm Rick Grimes and my son is Carl. You know, so I already got his belt with his hookup and his setup, and you know, got him a whole pack that this, he gonna be using this, that. The wife got this, that. I got this, that, third, and we got everything. Like you said, it's not just a go bag or just the gun. It's everything.
Well, you know, when you go out of town, if you on the road, you got kids, especially different ages. Y'all go over like, what's the packing list?
Right.
Like, what's this, and this? What's the phone numbers? Where we stand? So why not just do that on the everyday?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Especially when people come over, kids, whatever, in and out. It's just a plan. It's just not, you only have the, you got to walk through it, run it, but just the idea that you got a plan in place that things can, when things happen, things can get done. It'll save some lives. So it was cool to talk to the parents, and I really loved that they was comfortable enough to talk about it. And they said I was in a space that I wasn't judged because I have a firearm.
Yeah, that's what's up.
And I think most of the families were in there were white, and there was like one family black. So it was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Like they said, I was like, oh, so I was just like, wow. So, you know, it was cool, man. The kids were cool. They were soaking it up. You know, they knew stop, don't touch, run, tell an adult. For the most part, they might have missed one or two, but they got it.
They got it, though.
They got it, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to try to do something else where they actually, like, going in there and shoot 22s after the fact. So it may be like a two-part. So be paying attention to that. Like I said, it may be a two-part situation. One day is a class, the next day is the range. So it was cool, man. I had fun. You can put that out there.
It was one more thing you wanted. Wasn't it one more thing you wanted to touch on?
Oh, I don't, did I send it to you? I sent it to you. I don't know why I say have a plan. I sent you the Instagram. Listen, this one.
I saw it, but this I didn't understand. I didn't get the audio, and I didn't hear everything. That's the last one you just sent me, right?
Right. Yeah. So, guy's up in his apartment complex, right? He walking out, or I don't know. He was in shirt and shorts. Two guys try to rob their brother. Not their brother, but rob their brother. Dude had a Glock with a drum on it, right? Two of them. They try to rob him in a home invasion.
But
baby girl, his girl came out the house with the Draco and had them all running.
I didn't see that.
I just seen it when I came in here. So did they have a plan, or she's like, my baby ain't about to go down like that?
Nah, I'm telling you, he ain't going down like that.
Dog, listen, I just don't be understanding, like, why you want to rob your brother? And he in the hood. Like, he in the apartment. He ain't got no 3,000 square foot crib. So what you think you about to rob him for what? His last?
It's that quick hit.
But you about to rob homie for his last?
We
might need to get to work.
We're on the same wavelength, but it's that quick hit, because it's like, if I get in there, like, criminals, for as smart as criminals are, and I'm saying that because of some of the crafty stuff I've seen them do, but they're stupid.
Yeah, they're like, not smart.
It's the quick hit of, man, let me hit my man for this $50 or this $60 or this $100, when it's like, if you're going to be a criminal. Go in for the big kill. Like you said, the dude that, the 3,000 square foot house that might have like a jewelry, you know, a jewelry box full of just diamonds and gold and all, you know, and if you're going to do it. Don't just hit me for this $20 in my pocket because I'm broke, baby.
Hit me for my Xbox that's taking me away because I don't want to work at this job. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? This is my only pair of nines I just got. But it was funny, man. Baby girl came out there with the Draco on it.
Came out on them on those boys.
The boys got like, ghosts.
They ain't want no problems.
They ain't want no problems. Yeah, hey, shout out for she a ride or die, homie. I don't know who you is. She a ride or die.
She came out, and the one dude seen it because they was dragging my man too. They was, oh, never mind.
She got a Draco.
She out.
She had a drum. Boy. He had a stick on it. I don't be understanding that stick stuff, man. But, you know, I was born in 79. Who knows?
Right. I don't know about that. I'm a 79 baby myself, so, you know, hey.
All right, man.
Generation.
We about to finish up. Buff Shooter, thanks for showing up. You got anything to say, man?
No.
No.
I got them Jordan 9.
Shooter, are you ready? No. He got them Jordan 9.
Wait, give me a minute.
That's the last little bit he going to say,
didn't
man.
Get him.
That's crazy. I am so upset about that.
I got them nines and you didn't.
You know, the bad thing about
he put it all in the camera.
I wouldn't be so upset if I would have tried to get him and didn't get him. I just totally forgot, and it was on my mind is what really pissed me off.
And I forgot they was coming out till I was in the barbershop this morning, and my man was like, yeah, them not, because he, I guess his brother owns a shop not too far from me, and he was like, yeah, them nines came out and blah, 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 because he was talking about sneaker con. Oh, that's the killer part. Unfortunately, this year, you might want, for you sneakerheads out there, might want to stay away from sneaker con this year. Reason being, me neither, and I want to keep going. I want to go, but the reason being is this year is the same weekend as the draft.
Oh.
So.
Downtown Detroit?
Yes.
So they're going to have it. Oh, well.
So while it's going to be profitable for the vendors, as a consumer, you can expect your prices for, you know, the aftermarket from being $300-$400 to being $500-$600, maybe a little more. Not to mention, it's going to be so many people from out of town, in town. That's gonna be like, dog, where you get them from? Oh, I found these in Detroit. So of course they're gonna be looking. You know, so yeah, y'all y'all sneakerheads might want to stay away from sneaker con, man.
All them
not
draft
saying,
gonna
but
be
you
over
know.
There. Right. Give me that hold. Give me that.
That's what I'm saying, man. Let me get three of those, cuz I need them tomorrow.
We'll go buy a stick instead.
It's all about sticks and kicks. We buying sticks over here.
I'm gonna be down there on the first night too.
Where?
Draft. First day.
Yeah, I'm going down there.
Yeah. First day.
I'm going down there.
Okay, well, thanks for telling me. Find out now.
Here, what do you got time?
That don't mean we're going.
You got time?
What you thought?
All right. Well, I'm supposed to go with Bear on opening day. I don't know how this is gonna roll out.
Opening day too, man.
See you down there.
You doing opening day?
Yeah, me and my brother be there.
I told him to be asleep by 9:30.
Hey, look, if you want something to eat, I'd have him tell you where we're going.
Something to eat now. So.
Yeah, this dude eat 3-4 times.
I can't disclose the location over the airwaves, but.
Yeah, I'm going up.
It's going to be in a lot somewhere, but we're going to be cooking.
Yes.
All right, man. That's it from us. Like I said, like, please like what we, please subscribe to the channel. Like, post it, share it, all that good stuff, man. We need it. We need all the love we can get. And that's it from us, me and Bear.
Yes,
that's it from the Buff Shooter. Thanks for showing up, big homie.
Yes, sir.
You about to go eat him some. Hey, you know what my favorite?
Yummy.
You know what my favorite plate is? He just put me on steak, eggs, and pancakes.
Steak and eggs, yeah.
Steak and eggs and pancakes.
Yeah, steak and eggs.
He told me,
yeah.
I was like, man, you know what? That's all three things I love in life. Mm. I'm a breakfast dude. Mm.
Yeah, I like breakfast too.
He's like, yeah, man, you gotta try steak.
Hit me with a skillet.
He was like, you gotta try steak and eggs. I was like, I tried, you know what I'm saying? He said, but
steak and eggs.
Yeah, but having with pancakes, I said, you can do that. Listen, you gotta, yeah. Just where the fuck when we leave trainer shooting, first thing, where we gonna eat at?
I think he don't eat,
in the middle of the training part of the stage, he like, I'm thinking about what we gonna eat next.
I'm thinking about before we even left the house.
Look, man, I know he's trying to close out, but I ain't gonna lie. As the resident bigger dude here, I swear Buff Shooter wanna eat more than me, and I'll be like, dog,
I'll
be cool. He'd be like, man, I'm trying to eat.
All I wanna do is shoot gun.
He got me wanting to start eating more.
All I wanna do
is slim out.
70% of my day is
shoot guns, eat, yeah. And get George.
Get Jay.
Yeah. Hey, what Omar, you say?
Fuck him, get the J's.
All right, man, we out, man. Like I said before, game recognize game. We recognize you, so please recognize us, and we out.
Peace.